AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. It could be days before electricity is restored across the South following the worst winter storm in more than 30 years. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Sadly, we can confirm 10 fatalities with this event.
That's Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves talking about the state's worst winter storm in more than 30 years. And Reeves says nearly 100,000 people are still without power.
There are literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of linemen, both from in-state and out-of-state, that are out working.
Some 60 warming centers are open across the state. But in Batesville, Mayor Hal Farrell says warming centers don't exist, and the roads are still slippery with ice. At the Mississippi state line in Hardin County, Tennessee, the county's emergency management director says people are prepared to manage a couple of days without power, but they can't go on much longer than that. There are more than 96,000 homes and businesses without power in Nashville, Tennessee. Forecasters say sub-freezing temperatures will continue in the eastern U.S. into February, and a new influx of Arctic air will arrive this weekend. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump will attend a screening of the film Melania at the Trump Kennedy Center today. The documentary she produced is about the 20 days leading up to her husband Donald Trump's return to the White House. The film opens in theaters worldwide tomorrow. Tesla's annual profit plunged to its lowest level since the pandemic 5 years ago. The EV company run by Elon Musk reported this week that net income last year dropped 46% to $3.8 billion. Musk has been urging investors to focus less on car sales and more on what he considers a bright new artificial intelligence future of robo-taxis and robots. This is AP News. The FBI searched an election office in Georgia for records from the 2020 election. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Fulton County, Georgia's main election facility in Union City has been central to conspiracy theories over President Trump's 2020 election loss. And on Wednesday, the FBI served a search warrant seeking records related to that election. FBI agents could be seen loading boxes from the warehouse building into trucks. Democratic State Senator Josh McLaurin.
This is extremely alarming. I think Fulton County and Georgia in general are tired of being the target of Donald Trump's narcissism. That's all this is about. And he is dispatching federal officials at the highest levels of government to try to vindicate his agenda.
The search came just a week after Trump predicted there would be prosecutions over an election he baselessly insists was tainted by widespread fraud. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.